Casanova's.
Thank you.
You're welcome. These are eight, seven are small, and one is large. Please count them.
That's right. Asgar, please put these in the warehouse.
Sure, sir.
If you could just sign here, please.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome, sir. You are welcome.
Thank you so very much.
That looks great. You seem to be very good at this.
No, stop. I make so many mistakes. I should really take a course.
Yes, you may be right, but I think you're doing a great job.
Sorry, Mr. Kayvon. I'm so worried. What do you think will happen to Mr. Ghaffari? Do you think that everything will be okay with him in the end?
Honestly, I am worried too, but we have to wait. We have no other choice. People who are involved in manufacturing and investments have to take these risks.
I'm more worried about Sina. He's not used to these hardships.
How about you? Can you cope with all of this hardship?
I've seen enough hardships. And now I'm ready to tolerate anything for Sina.
So with you here, I'm not worried about Sina anymore. Don't bother yourself with these problems. You know, ever since you came into his life, he has become a new man. I can't remember ever seeing him so cheerful. He hasn't got ill or felt sick in so long. He hasn't had to take so many of his pills either. As for Mr. Ghaffari, I should say he's a strong and firm man. I promise you he will rebuild everything from prison. Just you watch.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure you can. Go ahead.
Why were you worried about my tolerance for hardship?
Maybe I just asked out of curiosity. Maybe I just wanted to know you better.
Cheshire Company, can I help you?
I've called several times this week. I'm Ghaffari's daughter. I said his daughter. Yes, I know. But I want to talk to Miss Mocheveri for a few minutes, if that is possible. It won't take long. Aren't you her secretary? I don't need her lawyer. I have to talk to Ms. Mocheveri herself. Her, only her. Hello? Hello?
Damn it.
So tell me, are you happy now? You just needed to be humiliated? I really must know something when I say, let me act at the right time.
Is there nothing you can do?
You could do absolutely nothing without father. You're a scarecrow entitled factory manager.
Sarah, when do you want to stop blaming your father's mistakes on me? He ignored every single one of my plans. He did whatever he wanted to do. Your father doesn't listen to anyone. Huge risks. Ridiculous ambitions. Not to mention ancient programming.
How dare you talk about father like that?
Wait a minute. What have you done for your father lately? And Sina pretends selling his office isn't even an option.
That office really isn't worth very much at all.
Sit down. I want to tell you something. Will you sit or not? That office isn't worth much, but the villa in the north is. So why don't you mention selling the villa? Those villa and the lands around it that dad's put in your name can fetch huge money. And then I will be able to both secure the definite release of Mr. Ghaffari and also revive the factory. Of course, only if I get to call the shots. Alone.
Azar, sit down here and don't touch anything. I'll go get your money.
Hello.
You must be Turan, right? And you are... I've come to the house cleaning. I mean, I always come. I was done and was about to leave. Sit down, please. Thank you. Where is Balor? She's gone to her room. She'll be back shortly. Balor gave this. They're for charity. She's called them to pray for Mrs. Ghaffari's release, since there are so many hungry and poor people around me. She's asked me to hand them out. Honestly, I may get one meal too. I said this so that you wouldn't mind.
And why would I mind exactly?
After all, you're their daughter-in-law, meaning the lady of the house. Everyone is sick for your permission. In fact, who's better than you?
No, dear Azar. This house has only one lady, and that's Sarah.
Here you are.
Thank you.
By the way, Mrs. Ghaffari, don't you know of any jobs for me? By God, I'm tired of going house to house and all the drudgery.
No, I can't think of anywhere.
Then how about your company?
Which company?
Your own company. The eyeglass making company of Sina and Kayvon.
Wow, news travels fast. The company hasn't even reopened yet.
You know, Balor tells me everything. I'm no stranger. After all, it's 3 years that I come here for cleaning.
Well, the company has just started. It's not clear how it will go.
So I will give you a number. If you happen to need an organized, clean, healthy, decent, discreet, kind of cute cleaner, give me a call. You never know. I may get lucky like you. Here you are. I beg you and your late brother and sister Gabe to call me if you know of a job for me. You won't regret it. God bless your mom and your dad.
Oh, Zah, what will I do with you? You didn't do a good job today. You just sat there and talked nonsense. Here, take your money and go. I have to clean everything all over again.
God willing, I'll talk to you more next time. Goodbye for now.
Bye.
She's such a chatterbox. I've cooked charity food. Do you want some?
Yes, sure. May God accept it.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hello.
Dinner's ready. Won't you come down?
You eat. I have no appetite.
Is something wrong?
I went to see an attorney. I'm just coming from there. There's just no legal channel. Dad may just have to spend the rest of his life in jail. He's 63. Sarah is right. I've really ignored Dad. I'll go to Mojaveri tomorrow. I'll do my best. Maybe I can buy some time for him.
It's the right thing. I'll go with you.
Why do you want to come?
You shouldn't go alone. I will go with you.
It's no place for you. It'll bother you.
We'd better be together. She'll be more impressed if she meets the two of us. She'll know how we're worried about your father. After all, Mojaveri is a woman, and women are different from men. They care about such stuff.
You're so kind, Tarang.
Now, are you coming down for dinner, or do you want us to go to sleep hungry?
Okay, I'll be there in a minute.
You wait here.
I'll be back soon, okay? It's better that way.
No, Sina. We have to share everything between us. Both happiness and sadness. Please.
Okay then, but only I talk, okay?
Hello.
Ms. Mojaveri's office?
It's you?
I'm Sina Ghaffari, Mr. Nassar Ghaffari's son.
I don't remember making an appointment.
No, actually, we didn't. I thought maybe it would be easier to see her in person.
You can wait here, but I don't think she'll see you.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks.
I hope I can make it up to you. Goodbye.
Don't mention it. Thanks for coming. Bye.
Excuse me, sir. Can we go in now?
I told her once, but she didn't answer. It's up to her. She'll get angry if I repeat it.
What should we do then?
In my opinion, don't belittle yourself and leave it right now. You may have to wait until it's dark.
What do you mean? If that's the case, then why did you let us in at all?
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you think I mean? So much for thanking me for my kindness, man. I saw you brought this woman with you. Did I do wrong?
You jerk, watch your mouth. Do you understand what you're saying?
Hey, you penniless beggar. Don't you raise your voice here. We are all about people in this building.
What's wrong now, Essie? What is it this time?
Well, it's Mr. Jafari's son, the one I told you about. He wants to force his way in. What do you say about that?
Why force? Let him in a few minutes. I'll see what he has to say.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
I've come here to ask you to help release my father from jail. I know it's not an easy request, but I thought maybe I could get more time from you considering my father's good name. This way it'll be better for you too. Believe me, you can trust my father. You can be sure that my father will pay back his debts, that is, once he's come out of jail.
How much time do you need?
Actually, I'm not sure. Maybe a few months? Enough for him to get a new loan or start a new project. We will all help him now. We definitely won't leave him alone this time.
Do you have any idea how much your father owes me?
Yes, I think I know.
You think or you really know?
I know. I know exactly.
Okay. No problem then. I'll help you. But on one condition. You will have to give me a collateral that is worth more than his debts.
But I'm sorry, I can't do that.
You were shouting outside for nothing? Do you have any idea how much I'm losing every day because of your father's debts? Please leave, I've got so much to do.
Miss Mojaveri, please consider our situation. I promise if anything happens, I'll go to jail in my father's place. I could even give you some checks and promissory notes, all in my name.
No need for such sacrifices, boy. If you're really up to it, just pay back your father's checks and promissory notes.
Dear lady, Mr. Ghaffari is a very honorable man. If he's freed, he will definitely pay back your money. Please do not let his family crumble. I ask you to help them.
Who is this lady?
I'm Tarong, his wife. Mr. Ghaffari's daughter-in-law.
Usually men come here without their wives. What is it? Maybe he's brought you along for the purpose of begging? Essie, open the door. Mr. Ghaffari and his wife are leaving.
I promised myself that I'd wake up to the sound of waves for an entire month after the wedding. Your grandmothers must have told you the story about the girl who was held captive in a castle by a hideous monster.
Take it and kill me.
I don't know how, but when I heard the bell ring, I knew it was you.
He loves the future and isn't afraid of it.
Hooray! World! I got what I wanted at last!
Be a good boy and don't do crazy things.
What do I have to do to make you hate me? You made me crazy. I did everything to have you in my heart.
But I'm only joking with you, Hamid.
If you ever leave me, I'll kill you.
I should not have talked to Mojaveri. I never thought she would be like that. I'm so sorry.
I shouldn't have come. And from now on, please don't share my life's hardships anymore.
What are they going to do now?
No one knows. Right now, everyone's sulking. And there's nobody I can talk to.
Oh, then what will happen to you then?
What case, dear uncle? You mean the company?
It seems like you've totally forgotten, girl. I mean your marriage.
No, of course I haven't forgotten about that. I'm also thinking about it. I haven't found the right time to talk to him, though. I cannot think of wedding and marriage in these conditions.
No, it's all right if you don't have a big party or...
Sina isn't feeling well at all right now. All he can think of is his father. I'm so worried about him. I can't talk about it now. He might get really angry at me.
My dear, you're not asking for anything unusual. It's simple. You take your birth certificates and go to a registration office with two relatives. It will take you less than an hour to finish it. You register your marriage, and that's all there is.
It's hard to say it, dear uncle. He might think I don't trust him.
But you have to tell him. Find a way to do it. And don't you put it off. This world is full of ups and downs. You know what? I'll tell you what to do. Just tell them that Fazil has asked for it. Let me have some peace of mind. I'm waiting to hear from you.
Okay, I understand. I will do my best.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You want to tell me anything?
No.
Do you need anything?
No, I don't.
But you want to tell me something, right? Is it about Sarah?
No, not at all. It's about us.
Well?
Sina, I wish we could set a time to register our marriage at a registration office. I'm not saying it for me. Uncle Fazl has been calling for a few days now. He insists we do it.
When you go out, tell Kayvon to prepare the list of orders for tomorrow.
What should I say to Uncle Fazl then?
Don't you understand why I didn't answer you? I mean, you and your Uncle Fazl are so selfish that you talk of marriage and weddings when my father's life is at risk!
This is no way of talking. No one has mentioned a wedding or a reception. Uncle Fazl only wants us to make our marriage official, that's all.
What is Uncle Fazl afraid of? The first day he talked and set conditions as if he were dealing with an unknown family who's come to ruin his daughter's life. That's enough, Turang. Look at yourselves. Now we have to be put down by you too? You know what, my dear? Now that you're so worried, I have a very good suggestion for you. Go to the north to your uncle tomorrow morning and stay there until Dad is released. At most, it'll take a few months, and I promise to come pick you up with the bride's caravan. This way, the both of you will finally be happy.
Is there anything wrong? Wait a minute, what happened? You must have known Sina's mood by now, especially now that he's under pressure. He'll regret it in a few hours and come back to apologize. You shouldn't trouble your mind with this. Mrs. Turang, it's getting dark. Let me give you a ride home.
Thank you very much. But I'd rather walk.
Thank you. have you been? When did you come that I didn't notice? We're ruined.
Why? What's happened, Balor? And why have we been ruined?
Sina's collapsed. They took him to the hospital. We're doomed. Oh, God, please have mercy. Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God.
Where is he? Where is Sina?
In the operating room. He's been there for 2 hours.
Why the operating room? What's happened?
They had to do an emergency surgery on his brain. He collapsed after you left. I brought him here.
Why did you have a fight?
The doctor had to know everything before the surgery. I had to tell them all about it.
I said, why did you argue with my brother? Answer me.
I didn't argue with him. Sina was already angry.
And what did you say to make him angry?
It's no time for such talk.
Well, I need to know right now.
I didn't say anything bad. I just asked him to set a time for registering our marriage. When suddenly...
You mean you really didn't know you shouldn't say that?
You're just saying whatever you want. If you were a little worried about Sina, you wouldn't be thinking of such things now.
Dr. Fekrad. What happened, Doctor?
I'm not sure, it's not clear yet. We doctors do our best. When we get no results, we can only ask to pray for. We need more time to figure out what's going on.
I don't think I understand you, Doctor. Tell us in a word how Sina's doing.
I'm afraid he's fighting for his life, that's all I can say. As you know, we should never rule out miracles. So what is left to do, we all should pray for him.
You better pray that nothing happens to Sina.
It would help very much if they would tell Nasser. Maybe he could take some time off. It's the third day? Is that what you told me?
You can see him now if you want. Just hurry up before it's too late.